Good morning, a Wednesday morning, and we're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, who joins us each Wednesday. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, all eyes are on upstate New York and Washington as the amendment to the Republican health care bill, which is co-authored by New York freshman Congressman John Faso, as well as Chris Collins from Western New York, certainly at odds with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in terms of what they want to do to change the formula for Medicaid from the counties and state. Explain, Judy.
Yeah, so with debate swirling around this national health care legislation, some county officials are worried about the repercussions of a deal that shifts the cost of Medicaid, which is the federal health insurance plan primarily for the poor, to the state. New York State is the only one in which a portion of the cost of Medicaid is shared with the counties. Counties have long maintained that that is what drives up their property tax. A state takeover of the county's portion of Medicaid costs is called for in the current version of the American Health Care Act, which is expected to be voted on in the House on Thursday. But if the state were to take over the $2.3 billion in Medicaid costs now paid by the counties outside of New York City, state officials are saying the state would need to either raise income taxes or they would raise the counties, or that they would take more of the county's share of sales tax revenue. That potential loss is a concern in places like Saratoga County, which has relatively low Medicaid costs and which gets a sales tax boost from places like the Saratoga Racecourse and the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. An analysis released this week by the Empire Center for Public Policy said Saratoga is among the counties that would suffer significantly under the scenario. 16 other counties, including Albany, Warren, and Hamilton, would lose more in revenue than they would gain in Medicaid savings, according to that analysis. Many other counties that would be hurt are on Long Island or other well-to-do New York City suburbs. Some counties in our circulation, for example, Montgomery, Fulton, and Schenectady County, would fare better because their Medicaid costs are higher than their sales tax revenue. Schenectady County, for example, could save $7 million a year under this scenario. The amendment is supported by Elise Stefanik and John Faso, Republican congresspeople from upstate New York. Chief sponsor, again, as you mentioned, is Chris Collins. He's from Geneseo. And it would bar federal reimbursements for Medicaid funds that New York raises from local governments, in effect forcing this state takeover of costs. County leaders across the state have for decades called for an end to this system. Governor Andrew Cuomo said yesterday that it's cheap politics at best, and that if the county doesn't pay its share, then it's essentially a $2.3 billion cut to Medicaid on top of everything else, and it will essentially mean fewer people are going to get health care assistance. The counties are saying if they lose this sales tax revenue, they are going to be forced to cut some taxes or cut some essential services. So you've got this battle even upstate among counties about those who pay high Medicaid costs and don't get much sales tax. Those that do get a lot of sales tax, they say this will be bad for them. We shall see what happens. Again, it will go to the House. It needs to go to the Senate. So this bill is far from being done. But at this point, this is the discussion.
And we'll continue to cover the story as it moves forward. Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.
Thanks.